Country Z100. Good morning. Hey, Luke Bryan, hunting, fishing, and loving every day. It is 14 minutes after 8. Kent, the Country Morning Show. Big morning this morning here. Big finish from Luke. We're going to let the drums go. Big finish and Capaldi. There it is. So glad to have you on board with me today as we're getting rolling here on this Tuesday. And I want to tell you about an event that's coming up. And I've got a special guest in the studio with me right now. Mr. Thomas Gaither. Hello, Tom.
How are you doing this morning, Kent?
Buddy, I'm doing well. Now, I want to let folks know, a lot of folks think of the Gaithers and they think of the singing group. Now, do you sing like the Gaithers? Any relation?
Well, they asked me at church to sing solo.
Yeah.
So low nobody could hear me.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Cha-ching! So no relation there. However, Tom was here with me last year, and we were talking about his organization, nonprofit here in Southern Illinois, Hoo-Wah for Heroes. Am I saying hoorah? I am not a military man, but I appreciate you and your service. I did not have the honor of serving in the United States military, but is it hoo-wah?
That is correct.
Do I sound like a sissy when I say it? Do I need to really like bear down and say, hoo-wah? Do I say it like that?
Much better.
Okay. Let's just say hoo-wah. Here's the thing. This is an organization that you may not have heard of, but they're right here in our neck of the woods, Woodlawn, and it stands for Healing of Our American Heroes. And you guys have an event coming up next week. Tom, tell me what y'all are going to do next week.
Next week we have 10 injured soldiers and disabled veterans coming in for a two-day crappie fishing. Got some great guides down here at Wren Lake that volunteer their time. Everything will be at Wren Lake Resort. Greg Campbell and Travis Greenwood, Jason Dudley, these guys, can't say enough about them.
Yeah. Well, what's cool is, I know Greg in specific here, and I know he's listening today, but he's helped us out with St. Jude and all kinds of things. And these guys dedicate a good chunk of their life of knowing where the crappie are.
Absolutely.
You know, and when you go with them, they're going to take you and put you right on the beds right there. So basically what Hoo-Wah does, you all find some our True Nation's heroes, and let them go fishing for a day.
That's correct. We've got soldiers coming in from Fort Campbell that have recently been injured, being medically discharged for their injuries. And we put them together with other disabled veterans. They'll come in. They'll have a fish fry Thursday the 28th when they arrive at my house. We'll fish the 29th and the 30th. And basically, we even pay their travel costs to get them here. There's no expense from the time they leave home till they get back home. And it's just awesome. If you get a chance, come out. Say hi to them and thank them for their service.
And these folks, they have some sort of injury. They've paid a price for our freedom.
Absolutely.
You know, so Friday the 29th up at Wren Lake Resort, there's like a lunchtime deal where you can go and thank these folks. And actually, if you want to have lunch with them, they got like a $10 buffet up there. But from 11 until 1, they'll all be up there.
That is correct. Friday the 29th, 11 to 1, Wren Lake Resort. They're going to feed all the soldiers and the veterans all the soldiers and volunteers for free. We can't thank them enough for that. And they're actually going to cut the rate on the buffet for any of the public that comes out to say hi. Any of the press that wants to come out and cover it. Just come out and thank them. We're going to be giving them gifts. Andy Lehman, he donates fishing poles to every soldier to take home with him. Got a lot of people that give them things to take home and they can look back. We even came up with trophies this year to challenge not the soldiers because they're always challenged, but to challenge the guides so they don't hold nothing back.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So we're really going to have some bragging rights going in here on this deal. But what's cool is, you know, we've got 10 heroes in here. Honestly, these are your true American heroes that are going to go for a day, have the time of their lives in these big bass boats and what have you. But your organization, you do things kind of year round for folks like this, right? And they don't have to pay any money.
Absolutely. We started with six in 2013, and that was our goal. We just try to help six of them every year. And this year we're going to be around 74 or 75. You can go to our Facebook page. You can see a list of the events. Come volunteer. We need more people, more support, whatever we can do. We're going to have about 74 disabled veterans, injured soldiers come through this year. And we got a big fishing event June 4th open to all veterans. And right now we have all the way from World War II veterans down to current Afghanistan veterans. Be a great, great event.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you do go to your Facebook, and I'll have this up on our website too, all of this information for y'all. If you just type in the search bar there, your Facebook, HOOAH, H-O-O-A-H, and you'll see HOOAH, Deer Hunt for Heroes. Click on that. Give them a like. All right, that's the one you want. HOOAH, Deer Hunt for Heroes. Obviously, you've taken folks deer hunting and done all that good stuff too, right?
Absolutely. We'll have, we'll be, actually, I've got two of them coming in turkey hunting before the fishing trip.
Oh, cool.
And then we'll go into that, the fishing trip there. The events are all listed out. We actually have a deer hunt down here this fall. We have a couples trip. I wanted to mention that, the middle of July. And one of the soldiers coming in, Shiloh Harris, and he is the author of Still Will, and he actually will do a speaking engagement. So look on there if you want to come out and listen to him speak. And anybody who's out there really struggling, man, we really care. You know, reach out, give me a call. I'm easy to find. If you want to talk, no pressure, but don't let the doors close in, man. That's what we're here for.
And that's what I was kind of going to get to you as well here. You can find them online too, HOOAHDeerHuntForHeroes.com, but I'll have this all up on our website. What got you started doing this, Tom?
Actually, a good friend of mine formed this foundation. I've known him his whole life, and they called me and asked me to come in and volunteer. And after I was in camp, and you meet these guys and you have a chance to talk to them, they don't think they did anything special in the stories that we hear and and the things they've been through. And once we did that, we brought 10 into our home back in early 14. And I mean, we just, there's such a huge need for it. I mean, these guys have paid a price. I'm thankful I didn't do any combat. I thought I was cheated. Now I know I wasn't.
Yeah.
But anyway, just a fantastic, fantastic program to get involved in and come out and see them. I'm hooked. Everybody who comes through, we continue to grow. That's why we're handling as many soldiers this year, because everybody we meet, everybody who spends time with them, absolutely loves them.
Well, and the number that you and I shared before we got on the air here, the number 22, when I first heard that, at 22 of our nation's true American heroes, they end up taking their lives every day. Is that right? Every day.
Every day.
That's crazy.
By the time we get done here and I get back home, you know, if the numbers stand true, we will have lost another one. And it's just awful.
You know, it is. And the deal is this, y'all. We all can play a part in helping this bring that number down. One of the organizations that is doing that, this HOOAH healing of our American heroes, just, you know, just one example. We're going to take 10 of these folks fishing and let them have a great time out there on the lake with professional guides. It takes money to do it. And if you want to help out, of course, you can go up there on the 29th and, you know, you can find out more about their organization. And I'm going to have a link up on our Facebook and our website too, to where if you want to send a donation, that'd be fine. Now, they didn't come in here to ask for a donation, but I'm putting it on your heart. Maybe you have an opportunity to do that. The Lord's blessed you and you could do that. That would be amazing. But I'm looking forward to it. And I know Greg Campbell is listening right now as well with Crappie Extreme. And one of these days, I'm going to get up there with my old Zebco 404 or whatever it is. I don't know. Half the time, when I'm fishing, Tom, I got to put my fishing pole in the water. I don't know what it is. It's like it's not even a bait caster. But I mean, this sucker, you got to put it in the water and let it get all ready to go. Then I'm good for the rest of the day. Give me a bucket of worms and I'm ready. You know what I mean, Brian?
Absolutely. We also have a golf outing I wanted to plug real quick. That'll be August 13th up in Mount Vernon. And if you're a golfer, go on our Facebook page. There'll be a flyer on there shortly.
Okay. I'm a golfer too, but let me tell you, I'm mostly just out in the woods, driving the cart, off-road sort of thing. Brother, thank you for your service. I appreciate it, Tom, very much, man.
And, thank you, Kent.
And he brought his wife in here, Denise, but she's not talking. She said, I'm going to let you do the talking. But anyway, this is a cool thing. It's HOOAH, Deer Hunt for Heroes, and they're having this big crappie fishing extravaganza for 10 of our nation's true heroes coming up next week. And Friday of next week, you can swing on up there to the Wren Lake Resort, meet these folks, and shake their hands and just say, thank you. It's something we're pretty passionate. I'm pretty passionate about making sure that we say thank you here on the radio too. Toby Keith right now at Z100.